Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. New charges filed in the Flint water crisis, this time in connection with the Legionnaires outbreak that killed 12 and sickened some 90 more people in Genesee County. State Health and Human Services Director Nick Lyon is charged with involuntary manslaughter and misconduct in office. Both are felonies. That involuntary manslaughter charge is punishable by up to 15 years in prison. The state's chief medical executive, Dr. Eden Wells, charged with obstruction of justice and lying to a police officer. And involuntary manslaughter charges have now been added to charges already filed against four other officials: former emergency manager Darnell Early, former DEQ officials Leanne Schechter-Smith and Stephen Bush, and former Flint water manager Howard Croft. Here with us, State Attorney General Bill Schuette and Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, it's great to be on Stateside, and particularly it's important for me to be with my friend David Layton, who has been played an incredibly substantive and important role in the Flint water crisis investigation.
Well, and I thank you for having us on, and it's good to be here with the Attorney General and talking about these very serious charges.
Now, I want to be clear for everybody listening. These charges are centered on the death of a gentleman named Robert Skidmore of Mount Morris, and that was in December 2015.
You know, that's right. And what we have done in this investigation is the most comprehensive investigation in modern Michigan history. We have interviewed more than 250 people. We filed 51 charges against 15 people, former or current state and city officials. And this is all about providing accountability and justice to the citizens of Flint, because the Flint water crisis has ended up being a trust crisis in the state of Michigan, and people in Flint need to know that their government works for them.
And why did you pick Mr. Skidmore's death out of the 12 that have been attributed to the Legionnaires outbreak?
Well, you know, numerous people have died of Legionnaires' disease. And remember, this is about families of Flint. Children have been exposed to lead poisoning. And people in this state and people in Flint deserve a full and complete investigation. Our mission is, if laws have been broken, then those who violate the law must be held accountable. And I think the key thing is, this has been peer-reviewed and reviewed with Prosecutor David Layton, who does an outstanding job in Genesee County, a former retired judge of the in middle part of Michigan, an Ionia trial court judge, great experience on matters like this, plus a guy named Andy Arena, who's the an impeccable reputation as a former head of the Detroit FBI, and Todd Flood, who's a tough, skilled former Wayne County prosecutor. So what we do, we file charges when there's sufficient evidence that probable cause that a crime was committed.
And we certainly have that here. We certainly have probable cause that the crime was committed. Mr. Skidmore was a GM retiree living in Mount Morris. He worked in the shop for many years, kind of, if you will, a typical Genesee County type, good salt of the earth kind of fellow who contracted Legionnaires and sadly died from it.
Mr. Layton, I know you're in the business of making sure that the evidence is there to back up the case. How sure are you to connect this death to that water in Flint?
We don't charge anybody with crimes without understanding completely the severity of the situation. Both the Attorney General and myself understand that when we put pen to paper on a warrant, we are seriously altering somebody's life, and we don't take that lightly. We believe there's probable cause here that the crimes charged have been committed and committed by those accused.
You know, and I'm sure there are some folks who wish that the tragedy of Flint would go away, that it might be inconvenient for some, but the fact take no blame, no responsibility, and just write it off to, you know, nameless, faceless bureaucrats. But, you know, that is such a smug and arrogant approach, and it really is hoping that people forget about that children have been exposed to lead poisoning, that people have only drink and bathe and cook with bottled water for 2.5 years, and the fact that numerous people have died of Legionnaires' disease. And for people to just wish this to go away is incomprehensible in 21st century Michigan and America. And what people in Michigan want, doesn't matter where you live, is an example and demonstration that there's one system of justice. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a big shot or no shot at all. It doesn't matter whether you're black and white, rich or poor, the four corners of Michigan, but the justice system works. And that's what this is all about.
I guess I'm wondering, this serious charge of involuntary manslaughter. So let's just talk about Mr. Lyon as director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Why involuntary manslaughter? What happened that made you feel that this charge was warranted?
Well, you know, again, this was peer-reviewed and assessed and analyzed by two prosecutors, former judge, trial court judge, Judge Bill Whitbeck, former chief judge of the Michigan Court of Appeals, added great value to this investigation. And the fact is that Mr. Lyon, the allegations, we think that they will be upheld in court, failed to protect the health and safety of the citizens of Michigan. And that's why we filed these charges.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel he had a legal duty to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the people of Michigan, that he knew he had that duty, and that he willfully neglected or refused to perform that duty, and we're prepared to prove that in court.
Now, there were other deaths blamed on Legionnaires. Might you bring more charges based on those other deaths, do you think, Mr. Layton?
The investigation is ongoing. We will follow the evidence wherever it takes us, and if further charges are warranted with respect to deaths of individuals by Legionella, we will certainly consider it, peer review it, vet it, apply the elements of the crimes to the evidence that we gather, and make a decision.
Mr. Schutte, Governor Snyder released a statement supporting Nick Lyon and Dr. Wells, saying they both, in his words, have his full faith and confidence and will remain on duty at DHHS. And his statement also notes that some state employees were charged over a year ago, have been suspended from work since then. And in the governor's words, I'm quoting here, they still have not had their day in court. That is not justice for Flint, nor for those who've been charged. What's your reaction to that statement?
Well, you know, the fact is that we now turn to the trial phase of this investigation. And I think it's important that everyone have their day in court. So I think nobody objects to that. And the fact is that I think some people would prefer I not do my job. Well, I'm going to do my job. My job as the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan is to enforce the law and defend the Constitution. And the fact is, where laws have been broken, I'm not going to ignore it or sweep it under the rug. I don't think anyone would want me to do that. And so the fact is that we're going to just continue to do my job. And the fact is that we filed these charges. They were vetted and thoroughly reviewed and peer reviewed. And now everyone will have its day in court. That's what this system is about.
I think it's important for the public to know that this is a massive investigation, and the Attorney General has overseen it with great skill and administrative abilities and legal abilities, and you can't put a timetable on anything like this. And the fact that he's been able to get his arms around it is really quite amazing to those of us who are in the room and working with him. So we're going to get to court. We want to get to court. We're a bunch of trial lawyers. That's where we live and earn our keep. And we'll get there. As soon as the court system gets us to our date, we're going to be ready to go.
What do you think that would look like in terms of time?
Well, I think some of the people that have been charged to date will have court appearances in the fall.
Now, Mr. Schutte, as you say, this is an ongoing investigation. Do you expect more names to be added to the list of those who have been charged?
I attempted to be very clear at the press conference today that this is a milestone with these charges that we've announced today, and it marks the completion of the criminal phase of this investigation as we turn and shift to the prosecutorial, the trial phase of the investigation. But like any proper federal or state investigation, our team of lawyers and investigators will continue to pursue evidence and do their job and also respond to any tips or information that are presented.
So by saying completion of the criminal phase, are you telling us then that we should not expect any charges against Governor Snyder or any of his top aides?
You know, I'm not saying that again. We don't have a checklist as to, you know, who should be charged with a crime and who should not be charged with a crime. That's not how it works. You know, a criminal investigation, any investigation, really, it's all about does 2 + 2 = 4. Is there sufficient evidence presented that probable cause has been established? And if so, then you file charges. We just haven't done that.
Well, I want to be extremely clear, as you say, this milestone of completion of the criminal phase. So that means exactly what?
It means that we've passed a very significant milestone in this investigation with 51 charges against 15 different people. We turned to the prosecutorial phase of this and the trial phase of it, and that's how investigations go. And at the same time, obviously our team of attorneys and investigators will continue to do their job.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and the prosecutor of Genesee County, David Layton. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us on Stateside today.
Good being with you.
Thank you.